You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
Words can inspire, words can enrage, words can move us beyond. This is Speaking of Poetry with Ms. Vernell, heard only on Talktainment Radio.
Talktainmentradio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with Speaking of Poetry. I'm Izetta, and this is radio, the way it should be heard.
Feet firmly planted, legs strong, back straight, chin parallel to the ground. This is the mountain pose, or Tadasana. Tadasana sounds like the name of a ghetto chick that don't take no crap. Maybe that's the reason this yoga pose makes me feel ready for anything. Rude sales girls, road rage, Jehovah's Witnesses waking me up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning. If I ever do feel weak, I got yoga for that too. Lunge forward, arms upstretched, enter Virabhadrasana 1. It sounds like a hallucinogenic, but this is a warrior pose. Now I'm ready to kick someone's butt. Whose butt? Who's ever butt needs kicking? And when I'm really stressed, there's Virabhadrasana 2 and 3. Need I say more? When all of this is done, I go to Savasana. No, not a Greek deli, but a pose of relaxation flat on my back. I dare someone to disturb me.
Hey.
That was called Namaste.
Yes.
Dedicated to my love of yoga.
Was that Tadasana?
Tadasana.
Tadasana. Yeah. I think I knew a Tadasana.
Yeah, when you was growing up. Oh, yes. This is Miss Vernell chilling with my girl, Miss Izetta.
Hey, y'all.
And today is a special day on Speaking of Poetry. I'm so excited because we have some dynamic student poets from ECOT, the Electronic Classroom of Tomorrow. I will go ahead right now and give a shout out to their teacher, Miss Treva.
Hey.
Mrs. Madeline, Treva Madeline, her ninth grade language arts class.
Aww.
And these students are really, really excited to be sharing their poetry. And
I'm excited to hear
I know, me too. Me too. So I think we have online with us Laurel. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
That's good. Are you ready to share a poem with us?
Yep.
All right, let's hear it.
The Wings of E.B. by Laurel Sharp. Being born with this misery, with these wings that are my downfall, I can't fly, but I can rise. My brethren and me, one of darkness and one of light. I am a fallen angel. My wings are wounded, but I have to go into war to save the twilight afterlife. But I know I will not survive the chaos inside. Please don't cry for me tonight.
Yes. Awesome. Laurel, can you repeat the title of that?
The Wings of E.B.
The Wings that...
The Wings of E.B. E.B. is a very rare... non-contagious skin disorder.
Okay.
And it's comparable to second-degree burns, third to second-degree burns.
Wow.
Okay.
And I have it.
And that, and your experience with that served as the inspiration to your poem.
Mm-hmm.
That was very awesome.
It was.
Very, yeah. Thank
right.
you so much for sharing that.
Thank you. Very brave.
Thanks.
So how long have you been writing poetry?
This is actually my very first poem.
What?
Wow.
I know. And it's so good.
Yes, it was.
That's awesome. Now, did you write it for your class project?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you will keep writing poems?
Yeah, probably will.
That is awesome. As a poet, I'm always trying to recruit more poets. So I think that is super fantastic, Laurel.
Thanks.
Thank you. We'll keep writing, okay?
Okay.
And thank you for sharing with us today.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay. Oh, my goodness, Izetta. Yes. How about that?
That was amazing.
And wasn't it? So, and it was, see, that's why I love poetry, because it's all about the self-expression.
Well, and I'm sure someone else definitely needed to hear that. So that's awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Also, we have joining us from ECOT is Christian. Christian, how are you?
Fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm all right. Can you speak up a little bit, Christian?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Are you ready to share a poem with us?
Always.
All right, let's hear it.
You left me here in this dark, cold, chilly, fearful place we call our love, where the sun doesn't shine and the birds not sing. My pieces, my heart is scattered about in this place. You abandoned me and isolated me from yourself. I cannot bear to face the darkness without you. Our destiny awaits for us, my love. I feel myself gasping for air. You stole my will to live. Just can't say that this can work. I want to see it in your dark brown eyes. All I ever wanted to see, happy. But now I'm torn. I'm being torn from the inside and out. Save me. Give me a second chance for a wonderful life. Just do not let me die here. Not in this hell we called our love. I love you, but I shall find a will to live and find those precious breaths again. I'll never be the same. I gave you my heart and sold my soul to be with you. I wish to be with you. Let me fall graciously into your arms. Don't let this place destroy our life. We can make this work. We can build a barricade and hope for the light and do it together. My love.
Nice.
I know. Christian, I have to ask, you know, that was a love poem. So I have to ask, what compelled you to write that poem?
That'd probably be my girlfriend.
That probably would be your girlfriend.
I didn't start writing poetry until I met her. I got in Miss Melton's class.
All right. Well, you know, many of the greatest male poets ever in our country started writing poets due to a girl. Writing poems due to a girl.
That is very true. Exactly. Now, has she heard this poem?
Yeah, she's heard them all.
Oh.
Now, does she like this poem?
This one I haven't told her about yet. I just made this one last night.
Oh, so you just wrote this. This is hot off the press. This is world premiere, Izetta. I know. On Speaking of Poetry, I love it.
Awesome.
Right. So, Christian, how many poems do you have? Do you have lots of poems?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That is awesome.
That is so awesome. That is so awesome. I know. Christian, thank you for sharing that poem. If you have the time, I'm going to ask you to hang on with us and we can get another poem of yours in a little bit later. Is that all right?
It'd be my pleasure.
All right. Laurel, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Well, until we have to excuse you to free up the line, you're free to chill if you want to. That's what we like to do on Speaking of Poetry, is just chill with some good poems. So, all right, we're going to go to the next student right now, and her name is Tiana. Hi, Tiana.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you from?
Somewhere in Ohio.
I'm sorry?
Somewhere in Ohio.
All righty. Do you have a poem you would like to share with us today?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
Called imperfection. Gossip burns my ears, yet I gossip as well. Humans, horrible creatures. They kill, they fight, they hurt, they deceive. But we are programmed to do so. Pain. Such a terrible feeling, and we cast it to others. Depression. We all feel it, we can all cause it, and we can all prevent it. Imperfection. Like those in the mountains. Some make us beautiful. Some make us frightening. few that aren't blind to the fact that they can change could come out on top.
All right, Tiana, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, that was, Tiana, that was a little bit dark.
Yeah.
But beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you want to share what you hope people will get out of this poem?
Well, basically, when I was writing it, it was something that I had to get out of my system. So it's like, if you feel like you can't change yourself, that if you work really hard, you can.
That's a great message.
That is.
That is a great message.
KT in the groove. KT will bring back memories through his R&B classic music. KT is on every Saturday at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and Sunday, 7 p.m. to 9 Eastern.
All right. Tiana, thank you so much for sharing that poem. Was this your first poem?
No, it was one of many.
All right. I know. I'd love that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So if you feel like you might want to share another poem later, you can hang out or you can give us a call back, whichever one you want. If you feel like you're one and done, that's also really cool because we're just chilling with some poems today on Speaking of Poetry. All right.
All right.
All right. Okay, we've got another awesome student
Yay.
On the line. Her name is Abigail. Abigail, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing super fantastic. Are you ready to share a poem?
I am.
Yay, let's hear it.
Gentle kiss from God's great hand, pillow stuffing bridge overhead, serene mist quenching their thirst, started gold paper glides to land. Daisies sing their last song, bowing the end, brown hats tossed away. Heaven's light pink orange smirk awakes, whistling melodies before bed. Roadway lullabies the spring past, shadows creeping in. Until next time, we'll meet again.
Very nice. Oh, yeah, that was really awesome. Can you tell me the inspiration for that poem?
The inspiration is just a nice day outside.
Right, and knowing that it won't always be a nice day outside.
Yeah.
But what a perfect poem for today, today's weather.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's unseasonably warm here in Ohio.
Very much so.
Right, and you know that's not going to last forever mm-hmm. in this calendar year. That is awesome. So, Abigail, have you just started writing poems for your class, or do you always write poems?
No, this is actually really my first poem.
Awesome!
Very nice.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Abigail.
You're welcome.
All right. We are... Isetta, how are you doing?
I'm pretty much being blown away.
Right. I know. Mm-hmm. It makes me either A, want to go and start writing new poems
right.
to keep up, or B, just stop writing poems.
I know.
Yeah.
Because they're that fantastic.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Abigail.
Thank you.
All right. We are now going to go to another student from ECOD.
All right.
I know. Her name is Teresa. Teresa, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Yay. I'm glad to hear it. You sound like you are ready to rock.
I am.
All right. Let's hear your poem.
Okay. Victory by me.
I love it.
Okay, breathlessly running away, about to get shot, trying your hardest to hide. And then that time that comes, you die like the end of an everlasting breath. Then you have that chance to come back to life like a new beginning. And then it all starts over again. Then you get an option to be a different, more powerful living thing. You say yes, and you are the most powerful, like the powerful bang of thunder. Then you never have to hide because others hide from you, like they are your prey, because you have the power, then victory falls to you.
That was great.
Yes, it was.
Wasn't it very uplifting?
It was.
Yeah.
I like it.
Teresa, did you set out to write a very uplifting poem?
Yeah.
I'm really not sure about that, but I know I got it from, like, a video game.
Yeah,
my favorite video game.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Mm-hmm. Now, did you just start writing poems for your English class, or have you always been a writer?
I started last year and I actually got one published.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
I am talking. Hello. I'm talking to Teresa right now. I think we have other students on the line who just started talking.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to ask them to just hold on and I will get to them so that they can share their poem. All right. So, Teresa, you were saying?
I actually got a poem published. It's called Friends. It's on some website. I don't remember the website, though.
Awesome.
Nice, though.
I know.
Published poet.
Yeah. Well, thank you. All right. Thank you for sharing, Teresa.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm having too much fun.
I know.
I'm grinning from like ear to ear.
I want to start introducing my poems like Teresa.
I know.
Like, this is Sunshine by me.
Me. Exactly.
I love it.
I know, right? It was so, so great.
It was perfect.
It really was. Are you ready to hear some more?
I am.
We have a lot of them right now.
I know.
Yeah. We're going to try to get to as many of them as we can. I mean, because this is just really, really great.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So right now we are going to go to Madison. Madison, are you there?
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. That is super fantastic. So, Madison, are you ready to share a poem?
Yes, I am.
All right. Let's hear it.
The poem is called Heart Once Whole. And it's
Hello?
Yesterday turned to yesteryear.
Hold
memories
on.
Memories once so vivid, fade to transparent regret. The day you said you were gone, the day I crawled from the rubble, a golden heart shattered so horrifically, pieces of what once was now lay sprawled on the ground. I can't walk this world alone. I can't conquer my fear. Not without you. I need my knight, my savior. You were my saint. Now you're just a sinner. My heart is wrecked beyond repair. Don't come back. You can't fix it. Don't even try. And that's my poem.
All right. And can you tell me your name?
Mercedes Peck.
Oh, okay. Mercedes? Is that right? Okay, yes. I was talking to Madison. And so, Madison, hold on and let me talk to Mercedes real quick. And then I will come back to you, all right?
Okay.
All right. Okay, Mercedes, you want to tell us the title of your poem?
Heart Once Whole.
Okay. And was that, that sounded like it could be a love poem. Is that right?
It did sound like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know I'm going to ask you, what was the inspiration for that poem?
My inspiration for the poem was mostly to reach out to people who have had their heart broken once or twice, and just to make them feel like they're not alone in it.
That is very nice.
That is very nice.
Wasn't that?
And I'm sure many people can relate to that.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Awesome.
I know. Well, thank you for sharing. And isn't that, that's why poetry is so awesome.
Yeah,
it is. Absolutely.
Reaching the masses.
Exactly.
Getting the word out.
Right.
Something everybody can relate to.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for sharing your poem, Mercedes.
You're welcome.
All right. You have a good day.
You too.
All right, Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry for the confusion, Madison. I think Mercedes thought that I was speaking to him.
It's okay.
All right. All right, so are you ready to share your poem?
Yes.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, still alone. I anxiously waited for you today, but you never showed. Again, I needed you today. I really, really need you. You are the only one. Who should I turn to now? When the nightmares come so fast, so real, I feel like I could vomit. Again, I needed you today. I need you by my side. I feel like I'm being dragged down to the darkness. I need to know I am not alone. I am love. Again, I needed you today.
All right.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am hearing some universal messages in a lot of these poems today.
Tell us about what you're hearing, Miss Vernell.
Well, in this particular poem, I
I heard her, one of her lines was, I need to know I'm loved.
Mm.
Madison, tell me mm-hmm. about that. Tell me about that.
Well, like, it just feels like I'm always alone. I just want to know I'm never alone and I'm always loved.
Awesome. That everybody needs to feel that.
Yeah. I mean, with that, and some people may not have the words to say that. And Madison has given us those words.
Exactly.
I love it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Madison, have you always been writing poems or did you just start for your class?
Well, I actually started last year while I was in poetry class.
Awesome. And you have just kept it up.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Right. I know. So when her teacher said, hey, this is a poetry section and we're going to write some poems, she was like, I got this.
Yeah.
Were you, Madison? You were like, oh, I know how to write a poem.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. You are welcome. All right, this is...
We've got some phenomenal youth poets today.
I know. And so, we have so many lined up. I'm going to have to ask them, though, to, you know, be patient, and we'll take it one at a time. And other students are on the line at the same time, and so we can take it one at a time. So I'm going to go to the next poet. All right. Okay. Well, no, I'm sorry. I'm having a little issue right now. All right. So talktainmentradio.com, the world's greatest radio and the home of Brother K, educating to liberate on Conversate in the AM. Stay right there. I have three more poets on the line ready to share their poems. Ashley, Christian, and Kayla. I'm going to get to them up next on talktainmentradio.com.
Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. This is a minimally invasive procedure. It is radiation-free, may destroy prostate cancer cells, and potentially has few side effects. This investigational procedure is performed at no cost to the patient. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com. Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com.
About 2 or 3 months ago, I started having money problems. Ever since then, I've had a pretty hard time keeping up with the bills. The worst part is I can't make the house payments. So when the phone started to ring and I knew it was the mortgage people calling, I didn't pick it up. I just couldn't. And the notices were coming in the mail too. Lots of them. Now I may lose my house and I don't know what to do.
If you're facing foreclosure, doing nothing only puts you deeper in the hole. Now's the time to dig yourself out. Call 1-888-995-HOPE today. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the ad council, and this station.
It's hi-ya time!
Do you overcook your pasta? Do you mix your lights with your darks and tell long, complicated jokes that have no punchline? Do you have trouble wrapping gifts, sound like a hyena when singing happy birthday, and have no idea how the metric system works? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care, because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you can't tie a Windsor knot, forget to defrost the chicken, can't tell a latte from a cappuccino, confuse North and South Dakota, overuse commas, throw a frisbee like it's a flounder, and still believe kids really do love lima beans, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
So where's the power?
The power is right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Miss Izetta and Miss Vernell on Speaking of Poetry with the Youth Poets from ECOT. You may join in on the conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766.
Izetta.
Yes, Miss Vernell.
I know. I am so excited today.
I know.
Yes, that we have these students from ECOD who are just really
awesome.
It is phenomenal
poets.
Yes, absolutely. So we have four poets on the line with us, and one of them read a little earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm.
He said he has 9 poems.
Yes, he did.
So I'm going to ask him to read another poem.
Yay.
Christian, are you there?
Yep.
All right, you want to share another poem with us, Christian?
Sure will. So alone, I waited anxiously for you today, but you never showed again. I need you today. I felt like my heart caved in when I didn't see you again. I was heartbroken. You weren't my sunshine in my pathetic little dim cloudy day, but I waited for you with the belief that you would show, and that it could be better, and that you would save me and fix my broken heart. I would sit alone in a cold, chilly evening and wait for you, my love, with hope in my heart that I would see your beautiful face again. But I could never tell myself that it was over. I shed some tears every day that you weren't there, and all I need was for you to be by my side again and feel those butterflies again. It felt like the first time, and I cherished it to the bitter end. But now that you're not here, I shall walk alone. Our love is a wasteland filled with hopes and crushed up dreams, but I still wait for you forever. I shall. Why? Because I love you too much not to wait for you, my love. When I see your face again, I'll rejoice inside and go back to living those easy, lovesick days that I once did before. Until then, I love you.
All right,
very
Christian.
Nice.
I know, very touching. Was this another poem for your girlfriend?
How'd you guess?
I'm sorry?
How'd you guess?
Oh, I think because it was a love poem.
That's great.
I know. Izetta, let me go ahead and say this, that if I was in high school and I had a boyfriend who mm-hmm. wrote poems for me, I think that would have made high school a little more tolerable.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. totally. All right. Well, thank you for sharing, Christian. And since you're welcome, since you have 9 poems, you know, if you want to chill out with us, I can get to you again later. How do you feel about that?
It'd be my honor.
All right.
Great.
I know. You know, I love the poets who like to share their poems.
I know.
I want to go to another poet right now who's been waiting to get her turn in, you know, here on Speaking of Poetry. Her name is Ashley. Ashley, how are you?
Good.
I'm so glad you're here with us today. Ashley?
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Do you want to share a poem with us?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's the title of your poem?
Well, I don't have one yet.
Oh, well, maybe we can help you figure that out.
Great.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's hear your poem, Ashley.
Rosie O'Reilly and Betty, they both smell good, and they both all red. My favorite color is blue because it's the color of my roof. My favorite thing is pizza because you could taste the delicious cheese and pepperoni. You can smell Pizza Hut from my house. I wrote a poem and I didn't email it.
All right. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. Oh, my goodness.
And you made me hungry.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Ashley, you just wrote a poem about my favorite food.
Yeah.
That was great, Ashley.
It was. It was. Have you always written poems, or was this your first poem?
First poem.
Very good. Very good. Do you think you'll continue to write?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. You know, Ashley, I've been a poet for about 20 years, and every now and then I feel that way, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll keep being a poet. But for now, I am. So, yeah. And because you've written a poem, you are, too. So thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right. Great.
I don't know about you, but I think this is the coolest thing ever.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Totally. If I was, like, if I was in a...
radio station.
What was that, Christian?
Everything you hear would be like seconds before after.
I cannot hear you. Could you speak up?
I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
Make sure if you are, you know, talking to family or someone's listening, if you hit your mute, because we can hear some of the other, you know, conversations.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're okay, dear. Just want to make sure that everyone's voice is heard, right? Yeah.
Yep. I would like to go ahead and shout out Miss Izetta as the awesome teacher that she is for Columbus City Schools.
Well, thank you.
You are, I mean, you are just awesome with the young people. All right. We're going to go to another poet on the line. She's also been with us waiting patiently for her turn to share a poem. Her name is Kayla. Kayla, how are you?
I'm great.
I'm glad to hear that. I love your name, by the way.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Kayla, do you want to share a poem with us?
Yes.
Yay. Let's hear it.
It's called The Crack of the Whip. I woke up confused to the crack of the whip. I staggered to my feet as the whip cracks again. Just in that moment, my window burns like a fire. My heart beats as quickly as a jet flies. I struggled through the window to pull back the answer to my question. Just then, the whip cracked as loud as a lion roared. I stand at my window watching as the whip crackles farther away. As the whip lights up the nighttime sky one more time, I'm going to miss the whip of the sky. Even though it made my heart beat as quickly as a horse runs, I will always miss the thunderstorm of the night.
All right. Hold on right there.
TalkTainmentRadio.com will be broadcasting live this Saturday, October 8th, 2 to 4 p.m. from the 23rd Universal Light Expo at the Veterans Memorial's North Hall in Columbus, Ohio. Tammy Rager, Living in the Now Age, Libby Rand, this is Libby, Ron Mills, the Chosen from TalkTainment Radio will be there to meet and greet you. It's a family event. See you there. All right, Kayla. Kayla, tell me about that poem. What was the inspiration?
Well, there wasn't really any inspiration.
I'm sorry, Kayla, could you speak up?
There wasn't really any inspiration.
Oh, no. So, I mean, was there a prompt or something you were given to have you, you know, write on that topic?
We were supposed to write a poem about metaphors and similes. So.
Oh, okay.
And the cracking whip would be a simile.
Thunder.
A what?
No.
I'm sorry, Kayla. Is the cracking whip lightning?
Yes.
Oh, see, I knew it. I knew
Very
it.
Nice.
Halfway through, I was like, I think this is about lightning. Yes, and sometimes it does sound like a cracking whip.
It does.
Yeah. Awesome. Did you get an A+ on that assignment?
Yes, I did.
Well, look at that.
I know. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
See, Miss Vernell can spot them. She knows a good poet when she hears it.
Mm-hmm. I sure do. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kayla.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to go to another poet from ECOT, because this is Youth Poets from ECOT
yes,
today on
is.
Speaking of Poetry. And so now we are going to go to Jordan. Jordan, how are you doing?
Good.
I am glad to hear it. Jordan, I understand you are here to share a poem with us.
Yep, I am.
All right. What's the title of your poem?
My title is Parkour.
Hardcore?
Parkour.
Oh, parkour. Okay, got it. Let's hear the poem.
All right. Running as fast as I can. The wind is like soft ice hitting my face gently. I clear my mind of the evil world grabbing at me with its diabolical tentacles. I enter my world of freedom and peace, jumping my problems away, maneuvering around stress, soaring through the sky like a dandelion seed and gracefully touching back down to earth with the ease of a crane. This is where I feel free, happy, peaceful. This is where I belong.
Awesome.
Very nice.
Thank you. Did you hear the descriptive nature of this poem?
I did.
Wind like soft ice, he
Ooh.
Said. I know. Where'd you get that from?
When I go outside and play, I run around and I flip off that little bench thing and pretending that I'm doing parkour. And I just try to describe everything that I feel and do while I do that and put it into my poem.
That is great.
How awesome.
I know. He said soaring like a dandelion seed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know, when I was a much younger poet,
uh-huh.
you know, I mean, I've only been doing this. I mean, I started writing poems when I was like 6 months old.
Right, but, right. Exactly.
Yeah. And so when I was
a younger poet, someone told me, and it was the best piece of advice ever. They said, show more than tell.
Mm.
I feel like Jordan has showed us.
Yeah.
You know, the imagery of the poem.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, Jordan.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope you keep writing poems.
All right.
All right. Okay. This is, I mean,
I love it.
I'm like the luckiest person in the world. I am so excited. I've been tripping over my tongue, you know, during this whole moment.
Because these poets are so phenomenal that you just get a little choked up.
Exactly. Yeah. Just a little choked up.
Just a little bit.
Right. We got another poet ready.
Y'all right.
I know. His name is Dylan. Dylan, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am super fantastic. Dylan, are you ready to share a poem with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's hear it.
Living life to the fullest, when all goes wrong, we find ourselves standing alone. There is nothing we can do but watch as my family and friends tremble to their knees. The trepidation is overwhelming. I feel the ground shaking beneath me. Just out of sight, a big leviathan with blades cutting the air. Smell of blood traveling post-haste. The sight of growling things moving in. The fear on the faces of loved ones as they shift. The screams so piercing they echo around me. The sound of footsteps moving in around me. Is there hope? Angry screams come to a halt. Suddenly a loud roar moves the ground like a bomb shaking everything. My eyes widen. Why was I so hopeless and left for dead?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Wow, Dylan, that was a very heavy poem.
Yeah, it was.
Can you share the inspiration?
My inspiration was a video game.
Donald, yes. All right, a video game.
Mm.
That is, I like that.
I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
As poets, that's our job, is to write about things that we experience, see, do, hear about, and video games is this. Is this about your favorite video game?
Yes, it is.
Which is what? Which one?
It's called Left 4 Dead 2.
Oh, my goodness. That is so
That would explain the heaviness of the poem.
Exactly.
So totally. It seems like you really captured that.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for sharing, Dylan. Was this your first poem?
Yes, it was.
Do you think you'll keep writing poetry?
I really don't know.
Okay.
I feel that.
I like the honesty in that.
I do.
I appreciate that.
Me too. Thanks, Dylan.
Have a great day.
All right. You too. All right. I like that, writing a poem based upon playing a video game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all write poems based upon our hobbies or things we do in our everyday life. So,
right. Movies, books, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. News events, current events.
Exactly.
That's a big one.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We are going to keep this train moving. We have so many awesome poets. So,
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, is on the move with your smartphone or tablet device. Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and check out the blogs or podcasts. Listen live and participate at 1-877-932-9766. Stay right there. We have more youth poets from ECOT on the line. We've got Christian and Daniel and Donald coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
Help more families learn how to budget and save.
I want my neighbors to have access to health care.
Help create opportunities for everyone in your community. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Every 9.5 minutes, one person in the U.S. is infected with HIV. This person is more likely to be under 30 years old and a person of color. 1 in 3 new infections happen between a male and female, so HIV is not a gay disease. It affects all of us. Out of all people living with HIV, 1 in 5 do not know they are infected and spreading the virus to others. What can we do about all this? We can get the facts. HIV is spread through sex, sharing needles, contact with blood, and mother to baby. We can protect ourselves. Do not have sex, always use a condom, and know our partner's HIV status. We can get tested for HIV. Tests can be done with oral samples, no blood, and results in just 20 minutes. And we can spread the word, not the virus. Share this information, and you could save a life. For more information or a free HIV test, call the Columbus Urban League at 257-6300, extension 150, or visit facebook.com/stopHIV. Let's fight HIV and spread the word, not the virus.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year. And a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
I don't recycle. I mean, we can just find another planet for your kids to live on, you know?
Log on to YouGottaBeKidding.org and learn about all the ways you can recycle.
Hey, recycling's just not my thing.
Don't be that guy. Log on to YouGottaBeKidding.org.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
So where's the power?
The power is right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Where is the power?
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Ms. Vernell along with Izetta on Speaking of Poetry. Today, we have youth poets from ECOD, and you may join in on the conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766.
Hey,
Izetta.
So excited to get back to the youth.
I know. I'm having so much fun.
I know. This is one of my favorite shows.
Absolutely. It is great. It is great. And we have three dynamic poets on the line who are willing to share. I am getting so tongue-tied today.
It's just because how often do we have this much fantastic
I know.
Packed into one show?
I know.
And you can't take it.
I can't contain
you're
it.
You're breathless.
I am.
You're excited.
I am.
You're jumping up and down. Stop jumping up. Stop. Ms. Rennell, just calm down. Please take a deep breath. I know.
Right.
It's hard not to be blown away by the poets.
It is. And I'm smiling so much, I find it hard to talk through my smiling. And I'm tripping over my tongue and everything else. But
That's okay.
It is okay. And right now, we are going to go to another student poet, youth poet from ECOT. His name is Daniel. Daniel, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I am super fantastic. Daniel, can you speak up a little bit?
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes. That sounded just like a cell phone commercial. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm. Daniel, you want to share a poem with us?
Yes, please.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay. Thunderous boom shreds the horizon into a million raindrops as they dance upon the ground. Lightning reaches down from the ominous black sky and attacked us like a cannibalistic monster. We stood there helpless and paralyzed as our houses fell down around us. The silver wind swept away our memory as it faded away into the dust. The storm spread across my town like a murderous plague. Now the storm is gone and so are we.
Awesome.
Very nice.
Thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Now you mentioned a storm.
Yes.
Yeah, so you want to give us a little background for this poem?
Well, actually, the day that I wrote this poem, it was raining outside. So.
Okay, a little bad weather inspired it?
Yeah.
Okay, that is awesome. Mm-hmm. Was this your first poem?
Yes.
All right, for your class.
I love it.
I know, me too. You know, I wish when I wrote my first poem like you, I wish I was ready to go and just share it with the world.
Man.
You know?
Could you imagine?
I know. A lot of the students today are sharing their very first poem with us.
Mm-hmm.
I feel honored.
It's like record-breaking.
Record-breaking.
Like, I mean.
Right.
It's like
the international debut of a blockbuster movie.
Yes.
Right. Right. Did you hear that literary device I just used? It's like the international premiere. Like,
Ooh.
All right. So do you think that you will continue writing after this class?
I do not know yet.
Okay.
All right.
We've asked several of your classmates that. They have the same response.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is all right.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Because it's still all about self-expression. That's how I feel. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. We have another student poet.
All right.
I know. His name is Donald. Donald, how are you?
I'm good. You?
I am super, super great, super fantastic, super marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, are you going to share a poem with us today?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I love that. Yes, ma'am. I love it. I love it. Let's hear your poem.
The girl I like. There is a girl that I like more than any object on the face of the earth. But does she like me? When my eyes see her, it is like sparks that fly through my heart, burning what's left of my heart. But does she see me? When I hear a scene, it is like birds singing a sweet tune that you have to have more of. But does she hear me? When I would lay down my life for her from gunshots to daggers, but would she miss me? If I gave her a home with me and helped her with her problems, would she help me? If I gave my life to protect her from bullies and other people, would she protect me? Is the world full of love full of questions? Will it answer me?
I know, right? That was awesome.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
I'm so moved.
Me too.
My heart is just doing all kinds of jumping right now.
I know, Donald. We love that poem.
Thank you.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and put some of my own business out here right now. Mm. Earlier, to help students get ready for participating with us today, I went into an online session with them at school.
Mm-hmm.
ECOT is an online school. And so we had a little, you know, practice run through online with the students. And Donald shared this poem with me earlier in the week.
Oh.
And I was hoping that this would be the poem that he would share
very
Speaking
nice.
Of Poetry. So thank you, Donald.
I'm so honored to hear it.
I know.
Just awesome.
Yeah.
Donald, I really like the questions that you answer. I mean, the questions that you ask throughout the poem and how they relate to the statements that you made mm-hmm. right before the question. That was a great, great literary device.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Was this your first poem?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Do you think you'll keep writing?
I might not. It depends how I feel.
You okay. know, right. I've been a poet for 20 years, and it always depends on how I feel.
There it is.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
All right. That was
great.
Yes. Yes.
One of the things I want to point out that Donald did, he was very, very clear,
yes.
too. So it was like making sure that the listeners heard everything that he was saying and the points that he had to get across, because that's so important. All the time that you put into such a beautiful craft, such a great poem,
right.
it needs to be heard clearly.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
I know. It was fantastic. I loved it. So, yeah, I'm just like on a poetry high right now.
I know.
You know what? We still got Christian chilling with us.
Christian.
I know. Christian, are you still there?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear. Can you give us one more poem, Christian?
Sure.
All right. Let's hear it.
I find myself lurking through this desert, the wasteland that we called our love. I'm abandoned in this desert and forsaken. I'm lost, pondering, stumbling over the bumps in our life, together that we built. But to even of my amazement, the sands of time will not let me go. The fire you started scarred me for life. The fire you ignited in my heart was only my keys in your game. Nothing more than a wicked trick cast upon me. I only wish to find myself out of this maze that we started together, but sadly will not end together. When you left me here, I was but a wandering puppy, lost and helpless in this horrible place. Terrified and scared, and as the fear trembled down my spine, I only dreamed for a way out. And there is no end in sight, but I shall prevail with a precious victory, and I'll rejoice when I forget about the past. I have learned that all I need is for you to say something to me, and I know I will find the will to live. Just say my name one last time, just to save me. To give me a feeling in this dull soul of mine. Just try for me. That's all I ask, my love. Don't leave me here, stuck in the past, filled with our memories. The taste of you will never leave my lips again. I only pray that this disease passes over and one day I can love again. But there is no end in sight. No hope, no trust, no love. The only thing left standing is the wall you built in front of me. I clutch my fists together and scream at the hot and dry wind. This desert. Our love's not here anymore.
All right, Christian. All right. I know. Christian, you are on a roll with these love poems.
Mm-hmm.
He said, mm-hmm.
Very nice. Now, have you ever given one of these poems to your girlfriend?
Yeah, several.
Sweet.
Right.
Oh.
I know. Makes me think of high school.
I know.
Oh, Miss Izetta, don't.
I know.
You're
I mean,
all sappy on
I
me.
I got a stuffed tiger, but I didn't get a poem to go with it.
Oh, wow. Christian, thank you so much for sharing with us today.
No problem.
Yes. Oh, man. Oh, and I also need to point out the imagery that he was using.
Yes.
At one point, he said, like, a wandering puppy.
Mm.
I mean, sweet but sad, you know? Yeah. So many students were using similes and metaphors.
Yeah.
Shout out to their teacher for teaching similes and metaphors.
Yes, yes.
Right. Right. It was
teachers
really awesome.
Are awesome.
Exactly.
And the students, you see the awesomeness through the students.
Right. And
that's
I just
great.
Want to remind everyone that these are students who are just in the ninth grade.
Ninth grade.
Ninth grade.
Look at that.
I know. And it's still the beginning of the year.
And doing poetry, like tonight, like when they could be doing anything else.
Anything else in the world.
Anything else.
Right.
But they're sharing their gifts with us.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
I know. You know, I get excited when young people share poetry.
Yeah.
When they write it, when they share it. I don't care if it's an assignment for class
mm-hmm.
or if it's on their own, you know, because it shows that young people are full of reflective thought.
There it is.
Yes.
And we need to know that. We need to be reminded of that.
Exactly.
That's
too
awesome.
Too many times we hear things about the youthful, like the younger
uh-huh.
generation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But no,
we've got something going on with these young people.
Yeah, we do.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness, Miss Izetta.
Yes.
I don't know what to do with myself. I know. It's just been, like, so much fun.
I know. And I like that they're using so many different things for inspiration.
Yes.
You know, your everyday things that if you just took the time to stop, tilt your head, look at them a little differently, boom, you got a poem.
Exactly.
Video games, the weather,
the people in your life that you love. Right. Anything at all. I love it.
Yeah.
I know. I think we have another caller on the line, a new caller. Oh, we've got Mrs. Treva Madeline.
Oh, yeah.
The teacher on with us. Hello, Mrs. Madeline.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we are super fantastic. Your students are really, really awesome.
Thank you so much. I just can't tell you how proud I am of them.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I would love to ask you some questions, but we have another student on the line, and I want to get to that student really quickly. His name is Bob. Bob, are you there? Hello, Bob. Okay, no, we lost them. All right, Mrs. Madeline, I have to ask you, why was it important for you to give the students the opportunity to share their poetry in such a public way? Because this is a really public way.
Well, we stress throughout the year not only the power of words, but how empowering words are. And I just wanted them to see, I wanted them to reach a broader audience. And I wanted them to see just the effect that what they've written can have on others. And I just appreciate so much you offering them this platform in order to read their poems on the radio and just have this national audience to listen to what they have to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. But I felt like it was a natural fit, you
yeah.
know, and I am really, like I said, it's all about self-expression and any opportunity that we have to encourage young people to express themselves, I'm going to take it. And as a poet, I'm always trying to convert other people to poetry as well. So on behalf of me and Miss Izetta, and speaking of poetry, I would like to thank Mrs. Madeline and all of
yes.
her students, youth poets from ECOT,
yes.
for chilling with us today. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way
it should be heard.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to Speaking of Poetry, heard only on TalkTainment Radio.
Right here on Talktainment Radio.
Thank you for listening to TalktainmentRadio.com on WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalktainmentRadio.com.
TalktainmentRadio.com. Radio. The way it should be heard.